Hey guys, welcome back to season 3. No one thought we'd make it this far, including us, but we're your hosts, Maddie and Leanna, and this upcoming season will hopefully be a little bit more prepared than the last two seasons was with The Humble Whore, but we're super excited. We've revamped everything from the Instagram to the Patreon to slowly making our way towards TikTok. But yeah, this season, Maddie's going to be having a lot more to do with the podcast since that's the only reason people listen anyway. So with that being said, Maddie.
Well, hello, listeners, humble listeners. We need to have a name for our listeners.
Whores. No, slut. I don't know. I thought about sluts too, but there's such an emphasis on being a whore.
Yeah. Welcome back, whores. Yeah, we'll sit with this one for it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we need to give it more thought.
Oh man. Okay. Do you have any updates? Because I kind of have an update.
I want to hear yours.
Okay, so I feel like I'm glowing right now. My skin is glowing. Actually, not really, because I've been drinking too much. But I hooked up with my crush last night, and I forgot how fun it is to like have a crush and then seduce them.
Okay, but I remember the conversation we had back at my place when you were like, yeah, the crushes I have are like extremely serious and I was obsessed with one for a year. So I want to hear what type of crush this was, Maddie.
Wait, what crush was I telling you about?
It was like one of your first female crushes. I don't think it was.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one wasn't that. No, that was true. It took me a long time. I think I talked about that in the last episode, but no, this was, I mean, I guess in actuality, it wasn't a brewing that long, but I just like built it up in my head longer. Cause they're an acquaintance and we kind of went on like one date before yesterday. So really in my mind, that's like not a long trajectory at all. But in my mind, I guess I had been crushing on them for a while. So I was like nervous, like to try to seduce someone. It was fun.
See, whenever I think of you seducing people, and like before I actually saw Maddie in action with women, because back in the day when she first started dating women, I never saw it happen in person. And so I was always like in my head, like, you know, once in a while, like, huh, I wonder what Maddie like looks like, how she like spits game, you know, like what is her angle? Heavy breathing. Literally. Now the only image I get of you like flirting with people is just like you drunk, which means you're red, which means you're breathing heavy, which means you're not blinking. And she's just standing in front of you, just like half out of it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. That was the most terrifying thing. If you were to approach me, thank God I'm not your type. You know, like, but
no, I'm like adding that layer of your description of events, like over my like romanticized view of last night. But I was
no, completely different. Oh my God, I feel so bad for that poor girl.
Yeah, well, they weren't a girl; they were non-binary. But
yes,
but no, I definitely was like red. Definitely was breathing hard. It was quivering, wasn't blinking, like all the oh my god. Yeah, but anyways, now that my bubble is burst, we will not be seeing them again though. To be determined, but that, yeah, that's my update.
I think I can't think of any other updates right now except I'm just schlepping through Seattle, so That was, as you know, my winter trip to Seattle and Salt Lake City for a couple weeks. And so I'm like schlepping through Seattle and it's like pouring rain. I luckily have gotten more dick, but I'm getting railed in my best friend's bed, which only makes sense because
yeah, you're staying there.
Where else would I be? But like earlier today was like on all fours in front of the mirror, like, okay.
You have to, I feel like that's like when you get to an Airbnb or something, you have to like defile it. You have to like systematically like fuck over every like room.
I know, like not trying to drip on any surfaces, like trying to be as like clean as possible while also having slightly dirtier, less vanilla sex. Because as I was so kindly reminded a couple days ago, I guess I did kink shame him that one time he tried to slap me.
Have you revisited that a little?
No, exception. I have not.
That actually ties in well with our topic today, which I wanted to talk about Billie Eilish's porn statement. Have you heard anything about it? Because I kind of want to read from the article.
No, I have not heard shit. Billie Eilish isn't really necessarily on my radar. Like, I definitely know who she is. And I know that her brother is, like, her manager, but he also, like, helps her. I think he helps her write her lyrics, too.
But anyway, so this article I've been seeing on, like, Snapchat, like, in the Snapchat stories. Yeah, so I've been seeing it, like, a lot of places. I think she also wrote a song called Male Fantasy where she talks about pornography. And then she's talked about her song. But this is an article from The Guardian kind of like summarizing her words. But she said, I think porn is a disgrace. I used to watch a lot of porn, to be honest. I started watching porn when I was like 11. And she said she like thought she was cool and was like one of the guys. But then this is like the clickbaity part. She says, I think it really destroyed my brain. And I feel incredibly devastated that I was exposed to so much porn. And she said she used to have nightmares because of, like, how abusive and violent the content was. And then she said, like, the first few times she had sex, she wasn't saying no to things that were not good because she thought, like, that's what you're supposed to be attracted to. I thought this was interesting, like, that she – well, I think it's been posted around so much because it is kind of clickbaity to be like, it destroyed my brain. So everyone's like, Billie's addiction. Or Billie has a just, you know, she's struggling. She has a destroyed brain. And it's like, I've been seeing all these articles. But I do think it is, it made me think a lot, like on my own life, because I feel like I definitely grew up anti-porn. I was very Catholic. And then in college, I was writing a lot about porn because I was so fascinated with it, but also thought it was still
like taboo. Bad.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I mean, because I also wasn't exposed to a lot and I was like a horny ass kid. I feel like I was really kind of almost addicted to porn. Like I just was so obsessed with it. And like just the idea of sex.
Me too. Honestly, like I remember from a very young age.
Who knew us humble whores?
Oh, I know. Honestly. Because it's the whole nature versus nurture. And I thought about it. I was like, do I think that I would remotely resemble myself who I am today if I had a very opposite circumstance? And like, for example, my parents were kind of strict growing up, just like yours were, but mine were strict on morals for the most part, and they knew I liked guys, but I don't think they were overly strict in the sense where I'd be having as much sex as I've had. So I have always, like, looking back, I've always realized I always loved to watch teenagers kiss when I was very young because I was like, oh my gosh, like what is happening? Like they look so happy. Some of them did. Little did I know. But yeah, just very oblivious to everything.
No, and I think that's actually a very common thing for a lot of people, but I think it's heightened definitely by the fact that I like grew up sheltered. Because I think even if I was like in school and seeing people kiss and like having more of maybe different experiences. I didn't have my first kiss till I was like 15, which I think that's kind of late by today's standards maybe, but
I was like 12, so nothing crazy.
But yeah, even then I wasn't like having sex in high school or anything. I think it also was a combination of me naturally just being a horn dog, corn dog at like age 6. And then also, yeah, just being very sheltered.
I don't even know the first time I like watched porn.
Do you remember the first time you masturbated? Like how old you were?
The first time I seriously masturbated, I think I was early 20s.
See, I have memories of masturbating for age 6.
Well, I did, but in a different way. Like I would go into a push-up and I've talked to some other girls and like, it's not just me. Like in my particular way was I go into like a push-up and then I'd cross my legs and lean to one side. So it was like a plank.
Yeah. No, okay. No, I've definitely seen like people do that. I also work with kids now. And
oh God.
No, that was a weird transition. But I work with kids and I've had several kids like masturbate or like touch themselves or kind of be experimenting with their like sexuality. But I'm like, okay, we have to do math now.
Yeah. But
it happens young. I think we forget that a lot of the times these urges can happen pretty young. Naturally. But yeah, to circle back, I was scared to watch porn, so I definitely I was telling this story last night, but I got into fanfics before I actually got into porn.
So I was that like smut?
Yeah, it's like stories people write. Yeah, smut. But they're based off of like other characters. I would watch YouTube videos because I had my like little iPod Touch. Like back then, that was like the coolest technology ever. And somehow it was kind of an accident, but people would write in the descriptions of YouTube videos, like these fanfics, this smut. And so I kind of accidentally stumbled upon like some Disney Channel fanfics, and I got really into Billy Miley fanfics.
Oh my god, like the father daughter of like Hannah Montana.
Literally, yes. Isn't that awful?
I had no idea like this sector of like fan porn existed.
Yeah, I think the incest thing is always kind of thriving, but it was just kind always of random that, I mean, that was something I would never particularly sought out. So I got, that was my kind of introduction as I was reading it, because that felt safe. I was like, this isn't porn in the same way naked people porn is porn. So yeah. I was like, okay, this is fine.
It's more like sensory, different type of sensory.
Yeah, because you're getting to fill in the blanks and stuff. And of course, like, there's still the argument of can written porn be problematic too? And I think so, you know, depending on the nature of what it is. But yeah, so I definitely got started with smut, and then I started going and like off-roading from the YouTube writing sex stories. I had a friend, me and him were like kind of like long-term friends, and we were kind of being horny at the same time. And so we started writing each other like fanfics, or I guess it wasn't a fanfic, it'd just be smut. And then mine were always kind of like these vague camping stories or something. And then his were always like about me like being anal fisted. I was like, these are not the same.
I also did take an edible before this, and like now it's finally hitting. So now I'm going to think Maddie is hilarious, but
you're going to notice like the laughs are just off the charts.
But on an all serious note, that's so fascinating, because, you know, I do wonder, because I do lean towards sex a lot more in my daily life and just like thinking about it, I think, than like the average person, male or female, non-binary, whatever. Mm-hmm. I wonder how other people think about sex and how it like incorporates into their life. And I don't know, like, it just never occurred to me up until I was probably last year when I started getting really tired from work and working a bunch, but mm-hmm. it never occurred to me that people can like not be horny.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about getting railed all the time, but I was thinking about some aspect of intimacy or sexuality most of my day.
Yeah. It was interesting. I think mine definitely took a nosedive. Like, once, I think when I was especially in that repressed thing, especially, I feel like this is like typical incel behavior, but when I had like never had sex, didn't even have access to like flirt, you know, I couldn't even like have sex if I wanted to, which I did. And I think at that point in my life, I was so obsessed with sex. And like, it was just all consuming. I mean, now I'm still, I love like asking people about their sexuality and their preferences. And I have like but I feel like I'm not like quivering all the time.
She's the quivers have calmed.
Yes, the sense. Quivers have calmed, except when I'm trying to seduce a crush.
Yeah, then it shaking. All comes
back. Yeah. I'm like a little chihuahua, like always tense.
Never satisfied with any
never
answer.
Satisfied, literally won't shut up. All bark, no bite, you know, here I am.
Well, I'm trying to think about, okay, when I actually first started having sex, it was very unfulfilling, which I feel like is the case for a lot of people. But I think it just was concerning to me when I've thought about it. Like, I'm okay and I've consented to everything, or I've just been non-compliant. And I think there's a big difference between consent and and then also just not saying anything and letting it happen. Yes. I'm not going to go into a whole TED talk about it, but I have, in a sense, like, been aware that I was having sex and like at least being like, okay, like, this is fine. Mm-hmm. But that happened, when I was in that phase, I think that I just wanted something to fill a hole. Mm-hmm. Literally, it wasn't anything.
The cucumber from the bowl.
Yeah, like, I just don't think it was anything. It was a different way that I thought about sex than I do now. Now, when I think about having sex, I, like, know it's going to be good sex. And I know it's going to be mm-hmm. with a person that I like. And then you peel back those layers and it's, like, all the history behind it. So it's a very different type of horny than I used to be.
Like, just the aimless, like, senseless.
Yeah, senseless. I just see this, like, blind. Yeah, blind rage. Like,
you know? Yes, like, the hormone monster. It's just, like, ambiguous, just like a cloud of sex drive. But do you remember with porn, like, do you remember watching and liking porn, or was that something you were never?
It was, like, interesting. I knew it made me physically wet, but I never knew how to, like, touch myself properly until I was, like, 21, and I was like, I haven't had a fucking orgasm. And at this point, like, that one guy had already tried to tell me I did. I was like, no, he's fucking lying to me.
Yeah, literally, what the fuck is it with men being like, no, you definitely had an orgasm. And you're like,
no, I was so livid. And I was like, well, the reason why I didn't masturbate fully to, like, completion was because I didn't want to have the shame of, like, being like, oh, my first orgasm was through myself. No, fuck that, baby. Like, I literally, like, I don't fucking care. I just need to know what it feels like. So I started putting in more effort and, like, actually paying attention to my clit, because that was something I would never do before. I would put my hands down and just, like, feel myself, but mm-hmm. it was more of just, like, a curiosity than it was, like, okay, I want to have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. And that's also, I mean, I feel like women in general don't know or aren't taught how to touch their bodies. Like, I feel like with dicks, it's, like, easy to figure out, and there's lots of representation for that.
True, but like, a blowjob is a horrible, they need to rename it, because I literally did not know what the fuck was going on.
Did you blow?
No, but, like, I thought about it, because I was like, why do they call it a blowjob?
No, I feel like that's a thing. I feel like there's a lot of girls who started out being like, like,
I know, like, I never watched porn either, I don't think, so I'd never, like, specifically looked up what a blowjob was. I might have seen it, but I was like, do you put your mouth on it or do you blow on it? And I was like, how do they finish from that? All the bubbles are not connecting. Yet I was still so horny.
Like, you're like, I just want to try.
I don't care what it is. It's like, what's that scene in the, like, White Chicks where they're in the hotel room and the two black guys dressed as the white chicks, like, they're at the sleepover. And one of the girls is like, yeah, like, let's talk about dirty stuff. Like, how do you give a blowjob? And she hands this, like, fat dildo to the guy dressed as a white chick. And he didn't want to, like, be gay and, like, do anything gay. So he just started slamming the dildo into his head. He was like, like this, like, come here, you. You know, it was so strange. But I think when I was young and maybe had watched that movie, I was like, oh, that makes sense. I was like, oh, okay, I'll do that next time.
Did you? Do you have a memory?
No, I don't think I've ever done that. Okay, like, when I'm fucking around as a joke, but no.
No, I do that too. Like, I like to grab it and, like, slam this out of my face and be like, ah.
Oh my God, my fucking eye.
And and then they get soft and you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's done.
No, this man keeps getting harder and I'm like, oh, okay. We just look at each other and he's like, trauma. And I'm like, trauma.
And then you continue right on.
It's always a guaranteed hard on if I just do something weird with his dick.
Like, that's so funny. Like, you're trying to scare him, but actually, like, you're shaping his sexual preferences. Like,
further nurturing him.
Can you please do that thing you do with your eye?
You mean twitch it like this?
Can you slam my dick in it? We're, yeah, you're like, wow, why it's weird lately.
Wow, are you okay?
Yeah, you're like training him this whole time.
Was it positive affirmation, like, has a more impactful, like, pattern of behavior than negative, like, affirmation?
No, it does. I think sometimes, like, I'm to blame for giving, like, too much positive feedback that's, like, unearned. And then they're like, wow, I'm a god. And I'm like, oh fuck. I've, like, released one into the wild that's like thinks they are knowing how to do something And yeah.
Yeah, oh, I've definitely pumped a few egos.
Oh, absolutely.
But then, you know what? It's so upsetting because I definitely know I've pumped egos, but egos have not pumped me, you know?
No, we don't get it back. We're just out here, like, fucking giving all this, like, unearned praise. And then in reality, like, it's not, we're, like, hearing crickets.
I know.
Anything you want to say, cricket chirp.
But then also, I just don't remember most of the sex I've had. And that can be said for, you know, a grown adult who's had a decent sex life, you know, anywhere. It's like, oh, of course you're not going to remember a few people. But no, I literally have no recollection. Like, I had a friend tell me the other month that, like, oh, I ran into somebody and he looked super familiar. And then I realized, like, you had slept with him before. And I was like, what are you fucking talking? Like, once I remembered the person, I still had no recollection of mm-hmm. us ever doing anything. And I was like, okay, like, why is this happening? So I'm curious to know if anybody else has had that, where they just essentially do not remember a physical intimacy happening, like, there's a hole being filled. Like,
yeah, like, remember. You just blacked out, dissociated. There's been times where I've seen people and I'm like, did we fuck, like, in public? But if we did, it must have just been like a hookup. But I've had moments where I'm like, did we? But I'm trying to think if I've, like, forgotten a whole person. I am someone that gets so used to if I have a current partner. And I feel like that, like, if you fine tune, like, the way you have sex around that one person for a while. And so sometimes I look back, because I'm trying to, like, I don't even remember much about the sex, I feel like, with my first ex, the assless chaps one. Like, I remember, like, that we had to, like, fuck in a car a lot because, like, we didn't, like,
have homes.
We didn't have homes. We both lived with our families. So I remember the car sex. I remember, like, things like that, but I don't remember. I'm like, did I suck dick? Was I good? Was I a throat goat in a former life?
Was I a throat goat?
Like, because now I feel like I'm like, I need to work on this. I'm, like, actively aware. I'm like, okay, less teeth.
Oh my God, that is going to be the name of the episode. Was I a throat goat
in a former life? Well, that's what I'm trying to think, because it's just interesting, like, how my, you know, I feel like your sexuality gets shaped and your preferences and, like, the things that you become comfortable doing. And especially, I feel like, when it's with people with different bodies and, yeah, I don't know.
I know that I only enjoy, just like you, I only enjoy blowjobs when I, like, am very interested in the guy, or else we're dating. I don't think there's ever been really a time that I personally can remember, you know, me 5 minutes ago saying that I don't remember shit. But I'm just saying, for what I remember, I do not remember enjoying it or giving it very much. And I think, like, that's kind of how it should be, in a sense. Mm-hmm. But also, I think it's because I haven't felt like we both were going in. And I think that's the big difference.
Yeah. Like, I feel like
I'm not fucking tangoing by myself.
Yeah. And I feel like I don't know if you've seen the Ali Wong special. I know you have, because we were joking about this, but where it's like, girls grow up expecting, like, people who are raised as girls are always expected to, like, suck dick everywhere, like, under the bleachers and, you know, in the dressing room, like, just everywhere. You're just supposed to be sucking dicks. But then, like, no one's ever eating your pussy out in, like, weird places. Like, it's not like you're just like,
what a complaint.
It's, yeah, but it's like, there's so much expectation that, like, you're supposed to suck dick, but there's never an expectation, I think, on young guys. Or at least, I feel like when we grew up, there wasn't that expectation of, like, eating pussy. Where I feel like nowadays, like, guys know about the clit, like, the secret's out.
Damn. One of them found it in a past life. A friend of a friend.
Yeah. The word is being spread. No, but I feel like now there's more good sex education. But I feel like back in the day, especially because I didn't go to a Catholic school, but I had a lot of friends that would. And I feel like the girls there were just having the worst time, because everyone had to be a virgin. And so, like, the girls were just getting fucked in the ass and, like, giving blowjobs.
That's crazy that it, like, pushes certain cultural, like, sex it norms does. Push and, people into different kinks. Almost.
And there's, like, nothing wrong if that's your sexual preference. But, like, anatomically, if you, you know, are assigned female at birth and you have like a clit.
Use it.
Yeah, like if you're just getting fucked in the ass and giving blowjobs, like your most often, especially if that's your only sexual encounters as a young person, like you don't even know if you like could like something different or better.
That's so sad. Like my sex life was super sad when I was young, it's sad.
It's like very, yeah, it's very like self-sacrificing. And that's like, it can be totally cool. Like some people are very subby, but I feel like you don't, it's like not fully maybe consensual if you don't know there's another option. It's like very, very, it's very weird. And so I'm very glad that like, that was not my experience. I mean, I was still pressured into blowjobs, but...
Yeah, that was still me, but you know what? I never got to experience the side with like really delving into either liking to date older men, and by older men, even okay, if I'm like 17 to 20, older is 5 years older. But if I'm like mid 20s, it's 10 years. Like I never did that whole thing. And I think there's something, it's a whole nother world to date an older guy. Mm-hmm. And from the friend level, the parent level, the expectations, societal circles, whatever it is, like I was never a part of that. But now I have friends who do like to date older guys, whether it's like a sugar daddy or they really just are attracted to older men. And it's super fascinating.
Well, yeah, I think there is such a like a stigma or like a stereotype of like young guys not either being like sexually satisfying and then just also being immature and having more space to be immature in ways that like women aren't allowed to be typically. But I actually got mad at Waluigi because so if you remember, he was 36, which is 11 years older, which isn't like a huge deal. I feel like at this age, like back when I was in community college and I was 19, I was like dating a 31-year-old professor. So that was a little more scandalous because I like couldn't drink. And he was like,
and yet you were the throat goat, you were drinking something else.
I back in my former life, but no, Waluigi. So I was talking like my really great pillow talk. I was like, is it weird to you that I'm like significantly younger? And he was like, oh, like no, it's like not relevant at all, like it's insignificant. And I was like, what? Wrong answer, bitch. No, but I was like thinking about it, and I think it made me mad because I feel like he was saying that he was so unaware of like this, the common trope of like an older guy and a younger girl. It's like never the other way around usually. Yeah. Or at least it's not sexualized, I feel like, as much the other way around. But I was just mad that he I feel like he just didn't understand me.
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, that's completely normal.
Yeah, I just got, maybe that's like kind of unfair, but I was like, okay, I'm like, you are benefiting from the fact that I'm younger. There is a value. I mean, that's the whole thing of sugar daddies. It's like an older guy is benefiting, you know, maybe a less attractive guy is benefiting from being with like a hot younger girl.
Exactly. It's a different, both parties are benefiting in separate ways.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Yeah,
it can be, but I wasn't benefiting.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, like, I feel bad saying this, but he was also kind of broke. And and I was just like, okay, there's too many things here. Like,
broke and older? What?
I was like, this is not what I signed up for. Yeah, and then he was also just kind of clingy, but also being like, oh, I don't want anything, like I'm just like, I'm not looking for anything, but then like texting me every night and like being mad.
What a red flag.
Yeah, no, I was gonna maybe do this for a whole episode, but I'll just read this right now and we can figure out. Let me read the text.
Holy shit.
No, I was mad.
I want that text as a screenshot for the Instagram.
Oh my god. Yes, I know. Like, I was horrified at this. So, there was a couple things. He, like, kissed me on the forehead and told me that, like, I was good for him. And I was like, And then, so that was like strike one. Strike two was him being unfazed by our age difference. I wanted him to feel like lucky or something, and he was like unfazed, and I was mad. And then, let's see, he texted me like over Thanksgiving. He sent me like a family picture and all this stuff.
What?
And he was texting me saying he was horny. And then he texted me, like triple texted me, saying, Maddie, be real with me here. Are you just super busy and very bad with texting, or did something change and you're not interested in hanging out anymore? Like, what? And then he's like, I completely understand either way, but please let me know so I don't keep sitting around like a chump wondering whether or not I should text you, with like the upside down smiley face. And I'm like, what the fuck? First of all, we're not really hanging out. Like, I've come over a couple times and we fucked, and like, that's it. Like, we haven't gone on a date. Then he's like, am I a chump for like texting you? And I was like, okay, if you're not, what? Like, I never made a, like, I never said that I was like interested in dating you or like escalating this. So I texted him back and I was like, I appreciate you being direct. I have been busy, but I'm also trying to pace things. Something hasn't changed for me. I was then and still only am seeking casual connections. And he's like, glad to hear it. To be clear, I'm also not looking for anything serious. Hope to see you soon. I'm like, whoa. I was telling...
he just gaslit you through the text.
Literally, I was telling my ex about this, because we still talk, and then he was like, you just got Uno reversed, bitch. Yeah, no, he just said... He's like, hope to see you. And then, it was just very weird. Then I think he acknowledged, he said, he's like, he knows he's clingy. He's like, but I'm just depressed. And I'm like, that is not an incentive to get me to hang out.
So, you should have lied and said some other shit.
Sorry.
My dick is growing just an inch a night. I just was trying to cope with that.
Literally, like, give me a different... I don't know, because then I feel like, what is the basis of that relationship? Like, we're just codependent because you're sad and I'm horny.
I mean, it sounds similar. It sounds familiar, but like, no.
We're like, done that, but wouldn't do it again.
Fifth time is not the charm.
Literally, especially when you're older. So
yeah. Now that we're in our mid-20s, can you believe that? We met when I was 20. 21. I had just turned 21. Yeah, we had just met when I had just turned 21. And you were 20.
Yeah. We've seen each other through some...
Has it really been 5 years, though?
I'm, like, doing math really quick. I'm, like, squinting. My hungover ass is, like, squinting and doing the math.
It's almost 5 years, yeah, because we're about to be 2022.
But anyways, well, that's the Waluigi update. So
back to Billie Eilish in the
yes,
as we've blown this entire podcast episode yet again.
And no, I love it. I think it's good to ramble. But yeah, so the thing that's interesting. So yeah, I grew up with anti-porn. I was like writing all these like anti-porn papers in college because I was like so fascinated with porn, but like also felt the need to like call out the things that I knew were problematic. Then for a while I totally like dropped religion and had my like
was a Satanist.
Literally like turned to Satan, turned to dick. No, it was just like like completely left religion, didn't feel burdened by that. And then so I was like, okay, porn is like great and fine. And then at this time I was also having sex, bad sex, so I was like, okay, I'm not like as interested. It like I naturally grew out of my porn obsession because I was like more obsessed with like real life sex, so I feel like it was easier for me to become less obsessed with porn. It was just a very natural thing for me. But what's interesting to me now is like, I mean, I on one hand I feel like we are in these sex work adjacent spaces, and like I always want to support sex workers and OnlyFans and things like that, but I do feel like there are some problematic things with mainstream porn. But it's also like a lot of sex workers, when they post stuff on mainstream porn, like they don't even get like things monetized in the same way. Like people like to have their private platforms, like that's the way to support sex workers. But another side of it is that, sorry, I'm to keep going, but I feel like I've known a lot of guys that have had erectile dysfunction because they watched violent porn.
And that's crazy.
Can't come. No, I've met multiple, like, I'm talking probably like four or five guys that can't come, and it's because they've watched like too much porn. Actually, Waluigi like couldn't come the first few times we had sex, and he's like, it's because I watched too much porn.
See, that affects me in minor ways, but it's never to the point where it's like I just cannot do it anymore. Like, I have to take a day. I think, like, if I cannot masturbate and then come in the same day, it is very hard for me to, because it's two different sides of my brain kind of in the attraction. And so I get that, but that is wild that it's just affected them so severely.
Yeah. And that's actually back when I was writing about porn. That was like one of my arguments, is that basically everyone is exposed to porn at a much earlier age, and not like a porn magazine porn, but like, you know, basically the mainstream porn, a lot of it's kind of hardcore or rougher. So everyone's getting exposed to that younger. And then especially, I mean, I think it happens for everyone, but there's like, supposedly it affects males more if they have a naturally higher sex drive, and then they're going to be more attracted to porn. And as a result, they can have erectile dysfunction. And like, that was something I was aware of when like writing about in like 2016. And I feel like now I'm like seeing that, I'm seeing my research that was academic, like I'm actually discovering it in bed now. I'm like, okay, this was true.
That's fascinating. See, yeah. And it's, I mean, like, Wyatt's told me, he's like, yeah, like, I grew up, I watch porn, blah, 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 but he never does it now. Like, I have never seen him watch porn. Mm-hmm. And I will be the one to watch porn. And he's like, okay, whatever. And when we're together, I just put on lesbian shit, because I'm like, okay, like, I'm sure he doesn't care what I watch, but I'm also not going to be, like, watching, hey, little Asian girl gets railed by 40 dudes, you know? So, like,
we're very close to home.
Yeah, like, I'm very mindful of what I watch beside him.
Mm-hmm.
But I hardly do watch porn either, but he doesn't ever. And I really appreciate that, because it's just one of those things you kind of, like, take for granted, and you just don't think that people experience in relationships. But no, like, there are, you know, people, married men and married women, who have an addiction to porn throughout their entire like marriage, and it affects a lot of things. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's weird, because I would so much rather my partner go out and like fuck someone in real life than be addicted to like porn.
Yeah, I don't know, like, that's rough on both ends.
To me it is like, I understand it so much more if, like, you, because to me, I see sex, I guess, as like a healthy expression of sexuality. Mm-hmm. And then porn is kind of this, like, you're hijacking our reward system. And it can, I actually want to ask our listeners about this, our whores have yet to be named. I want to ask, I'm going to post a poll or something about this, because I feel like there's got to be more experiences that are like similar to Billy's, where people feel like it fucked them up.
Yeah. Everyone must be fucked up a little bit more. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, but I think porn can really, and also the type of porn you consume. And it's also easy to spiral into things you wouldn't usually like. I remember you would always tell me this, but I don't think I think you were just bored, but you would always be like, Maddie, I watched this porn where like a bunch of men came in a cup and like made an omelet and made her eat like the cum omelet.
Oh, my friend Tina told me about that. Yeah, and
you
then
would,
I told
like talk
you
about this often. Like, while you blocked out like past people that you've had sex with, you like can't remember that. You like definitely remember the like cum omelet. Can you talk about it often?
What the fuck?
I just remember like being very disturbed. I'm like, I don't know about this roommate. You're like, yeah, I watched her eat this cum.
That's such a disturbing thing. Of course I'd remember it.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a lot of, I have a lot of friends that have gotten into, and like, there's nothing wrong with a niche or a kink, but I feel like it's, it's not a based in like genuine interest. It's rooted in novelty. And then like once the novelty of that wears off, you have to chase something more novel. That's why you have these like 40 men gangbangs.
I also want to say I did not ever masturbate to that cum omelet one. I just watched like, it out of that curiosity.
Was my first time.
Oh my god, I don't even remember my first time. I don't know. I just know I'm super picky with my porn now. Like, mm-hmm. it sometimes it takes me an hour because I have to start and stop so many videos.
No, I think mainstream porn is very
like touch and go.
Yeah, it's also hard because I think, and I think this is such a, this is also just a gendered stereotype, but I'm very psychological. If I know that girl ain't, if I know someone's not feeling good in that video, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, I want someone to be having a good time. And yeah, I can't buy it. That's why I love like movie sex scenes, because they're actors and they're great. Or that's why I liked Riley Reid so much, because I knew she was like very in control with her porn, like both on the, like she just had a lot of control in her work and enjoyed what she did. So I felt like very, I was like, okay, this is very consensual.
So whenever I think of Riley Reid, like I always think of you, because I remember you would say that about her and that's why you liked her. And I was like, I never liked her videos. But after mm-hmm. hearing the fact that she is in control, it made me want to watch him, but I still didn't because I don't like her. So.
Well, and I'm sure there's more porn stars I feel like I was just so worried about watching something non-consensual. So that's the other thing. Like, I think the porn industry is shifting to be more ethical, but I also think, like, I want to support sex workers, but at the same time, I think, there's been tons of, like, examples of, like, the porn industry being super rapey, basically.
Yeah. Well, they just had that one creepy old dude with the big dick. He got like, he was like one of the top porn stars because he was so ugly. Literally. And yeah. He just got indicted on rape charges.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, I think it can be tricky. And I feel like it's easy to just like be like, all porn is bad, because you just want to like not be involved in that. But now I'm like, no, I want to like support sex workers and stuff.
I'm just broke. I'm
like, but it's just, yeah, I just want to be ethical. That's why I'm like, I think OnlyFans is great. Like, pay people directly.
So is that that's the call to action for this episode?
That's
is
our pay sponsor. People directly. No. We'd like to shout out ours. No, OnlyFans sponsor us. We could do an, instead of a Patreon, we could do an OnlyFans, but like actually just make it the same content.
Of what?
Like our episodes.
Oh, yeah. That's what they, supposedly there's a female taking over. There's a woman. I'm sorry. That sounded awful. There is a, yeah, I know. There, hold up. There is a woman who's taking over OnlyFans as CEO, I'm pretty sure, because the CEO is randomly stepping down. So I think she's Indian or somewhere like from the Middle East. I don't fucking know, but she's not white, let's just put it that way, and she's not like Chinese. So she's taking over, and she said that she wants to have different genres, not just related to porn, be mm-hmm. on OnlyFans once again. So anyway, that was my news.
Yeah, well, stay tuned, listeners. We might be shifting to OnlyFans. We'll get like a huge influx of followers.
Yeah, like then, five.
No, because and then they'll like quickly unsubscribe because.
Yeah, because the content is not new enough.
Please, as we were saying, pay people directly, and that means us.
But if you'd like, please subscribe to help the Patreon. There's anything from like five. We're less than a bowl of Chipotle, okay?
Literally,
we provide twice the enjoyment.
Exactly. But now we last longer.
I know we at least last like 35, 40 minutes. So you know, but please
also
join
give us.
Us
a comment. Yes. Rate us on, but only give us a good rating on Apple Podcasts.
All right, Maddie.
No, because I'm like worried people are gonna like rate us and be like, they're all right. I was looking at the reviews, like especially as they were older, but there's some that were like, these girls like are for unsafe sex and no condoms. And like, it was like one star. And I was like, what the fuck? This
take it back. Take it back.
I was like, that's so unfair. Like, this isn't like us. This isn't like a clinical, like, sex, like, education.
We're just two dumb bitches. Like,
we're just dumb bitches. We didn't know any better. Like, forgive me, Father, if I've sinned.
I know. But it's okay. We are always trying to improve.
But DM us the feedback and then make the review be good.
And with that, thank you for tuning into this episode, and we'll catch you on.